Boom, what up? Hello, bonjour, and hola, real leaders. This is Kevin Edwards, your host here, and I am so excited you're tuning in to one of our amazing experiences. What you're about to hear is going to be fresh, real, and loaded with inspiration, guaranteed to support your impact journey. So sit back, enjoy the listen, folks, share a review afterward, and always keep it real. 4, 3, 2, and 1. Welcome, everyone, to this episode of the Real Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Edwards, and alongside me today, folks, we've got the COO of Legacy Vacation Resorts, a certified B Corp. They're based in Orlando, Florida. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Alex Smith. Alex, thanks for coming on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Of course. Well, just kind of help out the audience here today. One of the reasons we're talking today is Legacy Vacation Resorts. And this will one be the second time they've done the program, but two, you all have just placed as a ReLeaders Impact Award-winning top impact company. To achieve that, you had to set a clear intention. You had to have an innovative model that drives impact. You had to support people. You had to provide impact metrics. You had to have a collaborative mindset. And more importantly, you had to be over $2 million in revenue and have positive growth. So this is an impact company that we're talking about here today, folks, on the program. And I intend to dive into all of those aspects. But Alex, I'll just kind of start there. When you think about impact company, you talk about it a lot. It's on the website. An impact company, what does that mean to you?
You know, it means a lot. It's we're focused more on how we can grow, impact our world, impact our planet, impact our team members. We're not just focused on the bottom line. I mean, our team members know the triple bottom line that we care about, whether it's people, profit, and planet, that we're going after. And when you think of our core values, even on the introductions to receive that Impact World Award, it was really cool to see them all kind of tease out, right? We have four main areas. We're people-centric, we're forward-acting, experience-focused, and environmentally driven. So it was, even as we were saying, innovation and what we're trying to do, hearing all of that came top to mind. And receiving this award is awesome to do as a company, but it's more of a byproduct of kind of what we're going after, big picture-wise. So that's great to see.
Love it. So let's key into the innovation aspect. Like when I think about today's hotels and kind of the hospitality industry, you know, lots of things are changing, right? I mean, obviously you see the rise of Airbnb, but you also see the uproar in, hey, what products are we using? How much energy are these properties taking? You know, the waste that they're creating as well, how they treat the staff, and of course, how that staff ends up treating the people who are here to enjoy their vacation. Tell me a little bit more about how you all have approached this hospitality industry and what kind of maybe innovation you're trying to insert to adjust.
Yeah, well, right now we're doing a good amount of renovations within our properties. And besides, I would say your standard greenovations that we're doing, that's really typical, whether it would be occupancy sensors going in the room, low flow faucets, renewable energy plans that we have in place. To me, those are really more of a 101. Like that's a non-negotiable that's happening. So more of our innovation, I would say, is focusing on the guest experience and how can we educate our team members and the guests in a non-intrusive way on their vacation, but more of saying, well, you know, did you know that there's refillable water stations over here? You could use this. Or did you know what your carbon footprint is this day? Did you know why we offset your energy and the impact that it has? That type of focus there to educate the guests along the way of their impact is where we're trying to drive. And then our team members as well. We have certain initiatives with our team members on the products we're using, the chemicals we're using. How can we achieve the same results with a more sustainable chemical, cleaning times, et cetera?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And where did your impact journey start? I mean, have you kind of always been in this space? Tell me a little bit more about your experience.
My impact journey probably truly started, I would say, 6 years ago. I mean, growing up, I could say my childhood, I've always cared about the environment, cared about nature. But I was very business driven throughout college. Majored in supply chain, was focused in the aerospace industry. From there, went into consulting. I was looking for something more passion, more purpose driven, which is when Jared Myers and I connected. And I actually came into Legacy Vacation Resorts as a director of sustainability. So it was more of my mission. Legacy Vacation Resorts just became a certified B Corp in 2018, 2019. So I stepped in really to create the roadmap of how we can move the needle. What are the initiatives we're going to do? And then tie in the business case lens to it as well. Jared and I talk multiple times on this. It's great to do these projects and everything and make an impact. But if we really want to get other businesses along board, we have to have more of a business case and a value proposition to say, hey, yeah, we're doing all these great things. Oh, and we're outperforming the market as well. So that's where my journey really started, understanding the BIA, working with the legacy team here, and kind of grew into my role since then.
And what has been your experience with this value proposition? What are some of the talking points you can say outright that by integrating this impact into the business, it's also driving business growth?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is on the softer side at first to convince someone that owns a business to jump in on it. But if you truly do care about your people and you truly do care about the environment, investments in that area actually do seed results that will outperform traditional business. I mean, even a living wage, we take a firm stance that all of our team members should receive a living wage. You know, if we can get to a point where you don't have to work two jobs as a team member, especially in the hospitality industry, there's an argument there that a happier worker would create a happier guest, which would increase more bookings, which would increase your revenue. So there's a circle of life that will help that even within the business case mindset beyond us just believing that it's right, the right thing to do.
Got it. And so are you finding that, this is a key value add to individuals? Or do you think you're attracting, do you think like society in general is just like waking up? They're a little bit more conscious about where they travel. They want to track their footprint. They want to make sure they're staying and sustainable. Like, what do you think are some of the key factors that are driving to people booking rooms in your property versus another?
I would definitely think, besides value and location, it's a differentiator that we're bringing to the market. It could be the sustainable traveler that wants to, I do want to go to a Disney World, but I do want to make sure where I'm staying, their dollars, every dollar I spend is going to the right direction. And I'm confident that if I vote with my dollar here, that this company treats their employees right. They treat the environment right. They have a strong governance structure, and they're even, starting to look at their supply chain downstream. Now, I don't know if all of our guests are that educated on it, but we want to be that transparent on it and that we're a good company, that if you're going to stay with us, you can be sure that your dollars will be spent in the right direction.
I love that. And thinking about just like internally now with your people and your own personal growth, you saw obviously you're providing a minimum, a good living wage, excuse me. What are some of the other unforeseen benefits of being an impact company, would you say? Is it helpful with recruitment? Is it helpful with productivity? What are some of the other things that you've experienced?
There's productivity plays for sure. You get team members behind the mission and the purpose, right? We're doing a bigger thing here than just creating vacation experiences. We're contributing to the community that we're in. We're helping our planet. We have goals that we're going after as a company, bullish goals, even on renewable energy, carbon offsets that we want to go after. So getting the team really behind that helps.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that I could definitely see how that helps. And thinking about the impact, like you see that all the employees like really fully understand that and like are excited with that, or do you think it's more of like a nice to have?
It took time. When we became a certified B Corp, that was more of a top-down leadership, top-down driven initiative, right? So you became a B Corp overnight and the staff's like, well, what's that mean for me? So over the last 4 years, we've been on our journey, and it's been an education journey with the team, whether it's lunch and learns, whether it's all hands, we're having conversations. We have a strong social purpose team that's solely focused on, one of them would be employee education, and to see how we can bring everyone along on these goals to understand the bigger picture and the mission. And then also relating it to our team members' day-to-day lives, right? Like, okay, this is a great, but how does this impact my life now? Is something that we've been working through and connecting the dots. We're not there yet. We actually created we baseline all of our team members. We create a social purpose quiz every year, and we kind of continually test to make sure our team members are educated and we're all learning, because it's an ever evolving space. But if we're going to talk about it, if it's going to be in our values, we want to make sure all of our team members are aware of it as well.
I like that. And it seems like you're really recruiting, like your values are really creating your values. Right, like it's these type of values that are attracting employees who have similar values, and you can continue to articulate that. And as a leader, that's really important. One of the things that in our forums and our membership community that continues to keep coming up is the idea of concessionary returns, or if I'm going to, you know, scale my company, it's going to be difficult, or things are gonna have to go by the wayside, i.e. let's say you're spending more on better, healthy shampoo or body soap. And as you continue to scale, you may need to adjust that to go back to a lower, you know, priced, you know, shampoo. Do you see any concessionary returns with, or like anything that could negate kind of the growth as you continue to grow as an organization, or negate the impact, excuse me?
Yeah. I wouldn't say I don't see anything that negates the impact, but I think it's being very prescriptive about where you're going to focus your energy on in that case. Like if I look at our whole supply portfolio, is there some things that I want to enhance and get to the right direction? Yes, but when I look at overall impact and what we can do as a company and what we can afford right now, and are we still making positive momentum by just, let's choose bed sheets. I'm just giving an example. We're going to do only bamboo bed sheets, and that's all we can afford as a company right now to do, right? Okay, let's make more profit. Let's grow as a company, and let's see if we can scale the portfolio in other areas. I think if you look at it in the gloom and doom sense where, man, we're not doing any of this, you're not going to get anywhere. So being very tailored and scriptive about where we're focusing our energy and just making sure you're progressing the plan year over year.
It's really interesting to me that you guys are really innovative in this sense, but also like throughout 2020, a difficult time, obviously, for the entire industry. You were working with the company then. That must have had to lead to a lot of difficult conversations with regard to this, what I call impact twister. You know, you want to grow, but you also have to get your hand on yellow, which is, you know, maintaining the values of the company, what you're practicing, preaching. Do any scenarios like that come to mind in terms of a difficult decision you all had to make or faced during 2020?
2020 as an industry was obviously very hard, tough to navigate. There was a lot of team members just dealing with everything that came with COVID and the crisis there. What was really, really, so I joined the company December 2019. From there on, when this happened, looking at the ownership and seeing how they doubled down, obviously, when we got this more of a read and a feel of what the situation was, we brought all team members back on. And in this case, in our impact mission, we accelerated. We invested in this, right? So we had resorts down. What a great time to start doing some of these green innovations that we want to start doing. We want to start using all reusable soap dispensers. That was an investment that we had to do as a company. Over, you know, 1,200 rooms, ripping those out, putting those in, looking at bamboo key cards, accelerating our guest education videos, looking at our low flows, how we can install some of those. So this was really during that time in the social purpose space, we doubled down, which was, at first I was taking a step back. Is that the right thing to do? And the ownership looked at us and said, yeah, we have to. This is true to us, true to our values. We have our team members on. Let's do it.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. And thinking about when you're communicating to the team. And this is helpful for CEOs really listening to this as well. Like if you're communicating to the team and you're trying to, you know, talk about the vision, talk about the mission, your goals for this year, where does the impact goal fall in that priority line? I mean, is it the overall goal you're communicating, or is it kind of tertiary?
Overall goal, it's embedded in it. We use an OKR format here, where we have three main OKRs that we go after. Sustainability and social purpose has an equal seat at the table in these, and we track, we monitor it in our financial reporting that we run through every month with our ownership team. Social purpose is a part of that reporting package. We track how we're doing on certain initiatives. And then on the business side too, we track how we're doing on these investments. Are we getting the ROI that we wanted, that we expected? If we didn't, why? If we did, I mean, clap our hands, that's great. And then how can we share with the broader community? Like I said, if there's a business case component to it, it can accelerate so many companies to jump on this, which is part of our mission. We're trying to get more companies on board to be impact companies, to be more B Corps, to be more values aligned focused. So if we can get more along the way, we'd love to do that.
And many other impact CEOs are working toward a similar thing. You know, they see this as kind of, you know, the future of business. You know, this is a way for the for business owners not to just focus on profits, but also on, you know, people and the planet. What's been your experience with this adoption? I mean, how is this being received, especially in Florida?
Florida is definitely more of a tougher climate on this, but I still think that there's a lot of values aligned CEOs, COOs, leaders within Florida that are open to this. And I've had great conversations across the board. For Good Movement would be a movement based in Florida, which brings on values aligned businesses, which meets monthly. There's a B tourism community on top of that that meets monthly. And the conversations are always forward, positive, less gloom and doom, and more of, okay, well, what can we do as a company and how can we grow it? How can we get others to adopt it?
Interesting. I really like that. Yeah. And just again, for anyone that's out there trying to like maybe encourage other B Corps to doing it, am I hearing you right saying that, you know, maybe you're starting virtual communities? Maybe explain a little bit more about how you're getting other business owners on.
Yeah. Yeah. For Good Movement is based in Florida. It's a nonprofit with the sole intent of to bring values aligned businesses across Florida. There's different industries that they grow to. B tourism would be one that we focus in, which would be B Corps across the world. In this case, we would meet monthly and talk about initiatives, best practices, and everything that we're doing. In the lens of Florida, For Good Movement, their main driver is to bring businesses, but not just B Corps, just anyone values aligned together and talk.
I love it. So if I'm hearing you right, you know, this is something, Alex, that, you know, the purpose of the business is also to inspire other businesses to join this movement, to be a leader in this space, to set the example, to set the tone, to double down during difficult times. I think this is really encouraging and inspiring. So I just want to make sure we narrow into the management and leadership side of this. The overall impact that you want to make in 2024 is what goal?
Yeah, that's hard to narrow down to one.
Is there like an overarching goal?
Yeah, there's definitely an overarching goal. We're doing a lot in the LVR lens. We're doing a lot behind the scenes from impact, and our main theme this year is to develop a household brand, right? So we want to bring it to the front. And how do we showcase the good things that we're doing as a company to our guests, potential investors, but to other potential business owners, and to advocate and to show that there's a positive way you can do this. There's a business model you can do this. You can tap on us for any educational purposes. We're here to help and we're here to inspire.
And so this overall impact goal, I thought you also had mentioned sustainability was an aspect of that as well. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, so if sustainability, talking sustainability, it would be all of our Florida properties on solar. Wow. If we want to be a little more specific, we need solar plans in place for our properties outside of Florida. How do we grow our path on a renewable side there? If we're looking at low flow, we have targeted goals on usage per check-in, whether it would be electricity and whether it would be water. And then there's obviously a team member education component. What we do track as well is volunteering as a team, how we're doing. Are we showing growth year over year? Is there community outreach that we need to do more of? And actually, those five metrics that I'm talking to blend into a scorecard. So we actually have a unique social purpose score as a company, which we created. So however we score as a company on those would come up to a score out of five, and hopefully it would show growth year over year.
Got it. Interesting. Okay. I like it. And then when just for like CEOs out there as well, like when you think about like the P&L, where do you really find the savings in the P&L? Is there a specific area looking at the cost structure where you're like, hey, like we're by investing here, we're actually saving here over time?
You could go straight to the living wage, right? And you could say, if you have happy team members, your retention is going to be stronger. We have strong retention and we have better than industry retention as well, lower turnover, which we've seen across the board from our operations and to our corporate team. So that's like a direct impact right there. When it comes to renewable energy, right, usage, your utilities are going to be lower if we're starting to look at that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's so many soft components to it, right? If you want to start talking about job security and team members feeling more comfortable to talk, innovation be driven, an open, transparent work environment, right? Like we do all hands and all levels of the organization will have questions for me and we'll talk openly with them and we'll discuss them. I think that type of transparency drives a culture where team members are loyal to the mission, they're loyal to what's going on, and they're supportive. And it creates a team environment where everyone's willing to roll up their sleeves and achieve. So very soft to how that translates to a P&L, but so continue, like if it's an open environment and people are willing to talk and voice ideas and say, hey, maybe we could do this a little better. I don't know if that's going to attribute to revenue growth. I don't know if that's going to attribute to expense reduction, cleaning a room faster, check-ins faster, but it definitely fosters something.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of hidden value with the retention that you have, the low turnover that you just mentioned, a lot of IP that's been kept from, you know, just being in you know, the hotels and the management and those conversations for so long. I could see that how that could result in, you know, a lot of great service for the guests who are staying at the hotel as well. And just for you personally, Alex, just out of curiosity, like when you think about like how you prioritize your own day, not to say that there's one day is the same, but just for like productivity purposes, how do you like to prioritize your day?
That's even just some, as we're reflecting into this new year, trying to think of, okay, what can I do better? How can I make my schedule, my cadences, how could I add more value to the company as well? I like to prioritize my day more of my industry thinking, my bigger meetings. I like to take in the morning. I'm more of an early morning riser in general. I think I love when the world's asleep and I can actually think before emails are flying, teams are pinging back and forth and everyone's talking. So I guess more thought leadership built into the meeting with more of a, like bigger discussions that need to be had would happen probably in the early mornings, with my afternoons more of my day-to-day activities, whether it be my responsibilities, checking in on operations, in particular, certain resorts looking, we shifted to a scorecard format. So looking across all the KPIs, how we're working there, and then even shifting into core function meetings, right? So what's going on with our talent and purpose team? How can I support the IT team? How can I support my finance team? One-on-one on those, shifting into the OKR format. We're very, as a leadership team, driven to that. So we'll have objectives, key results, and that way we can drive a lot more accountability on our side there.
So this is the OKRs and for people out there, could you maybe explain to them what OKRs are and if this is a new shift, how that transition's been going?
Yeah, this is the first year that we're shifting into it. I came from a consulting industry where we used to do it. Some of our leadership here on the board has done it before, so we decided to roll it out as well. So it's definitely not innovative in our sense. This has been from the tech industry for years. I want to say maybe even like the 1970s. It's been out there, but it's more of you create an objective, and your objective would be a bullish statement that you want, and then key results to go along with that, right? So an example could be one of our OKRs is to establish LVR as a household name brand, right? A key result of that could be, let's identify three brand defining elements and execute it consistently across the portfolio. So a key result could be, did I achieve that? And it needs to be just yes, no, right? Very simple. And then from there, you can cascade it down to certain functions, right? So how can my talent of purpose, my HR team support that OKR, that objective? There's initiatives that they can do to help identify three brand defining elements to support it. And then the list goes on. It keeps the team focused with just three OKRs. A lot of initiatives can go off of that, but it makes sure that, okay, if we achieve these big three top line bullish statements at the end of the year, that would define success to us.
Well, thanks for sharing that. And for people listening out there who didn't catch that, it's objective and key results, right? You got the objective and then yeah, the key results, yes, no. Now, question for you now. Your role in this, obviously as COO, is really helping drive that change, which oftentimes, whether you're a B Corp or not, change is difficult. People resist change when it happens in the company. What's been your experience with driving this change, and any tips or experience you could share with someone going through a similar process?
Yeah, when I first started at the company, it was a company that there wasn't too much change happening over the years. So I think a little bit is conditioning the team for change. We made a lot of change, whether it was people, process, or tech, across all avenues there. I've always had success with change of getting buy-in and getting all team members to be bought in on it. And I'll give an example. So we did a new back of the house system, whether it would be our ticket managing system, our housekeeping scheduling, how we're tracking our labor, how we're tracking our guest satisfaction. But having all levels involved in implementing, creating that system, having input on it, always results into a better product at the end, right? You're always going to miss something if you're creating this as a team in a silo. So that has always been helpful. I think another example of that has been in a lot of these room renovations that we've been doing, you can find yourself just working with designers and what makes sense, what's trendy. Okay, are we checking off these boxes to make sure it's a sustainable room product? But did we bring in our executive housekeeper in here and say, okay, is this going to be easy or hard to clean? How's this going to help your life coming through? Bringing in different levels of the front desk side to understand the room and the product there as well. Always makes for a better change rolling out and a better experience for our guests, better experience for our team members at the end of the day. And that's something that everyone's proud of, right? Because they had their fingerprints on it and they were a part of that massive project.
Really seems like a collaborative approach that you've taken. How do you think you describe like your leadership style?
I would say it is more collaborative. I love to hear voices. I love to hear opinions. I'm not the smartest person in the room. I know when I need to learn, and I trust my team and the experts on my team in certain scenarios. In the same breath, I know that there's a case where decisions need to be made as well. So finding that balance to thank you, I value your impact. I think it's acknowledging their input. And then explaining, okay, well, based on everything I've heard, this is what we should do moving forward. I think there's different situations, right? That just, they need to happen at the top level versus ones that could be a little more collaborative. Let's talk to it. And if this is what the team wants to do, let's go forward with it.
I like your decision-making capabilities and your growth mindset. What are you currently like trying to work on as a leader for yourself?
I would say at this stage in my career, openness to learn. I'm continuing to learn and educate myself. The balance, I would say, between even kind of as we're talking now, being more collaborative and then being more assertive as a leader and knowing when to step in and when to do that and when to prove it. Those would be two of my focus areas right now.
Yeah, it's like a, it's kind of like a paradox, you know. It's one sense you have to be very open, the other sense you have to make a decision. So yeah, it's a fine line to walk sometimes, and you know, it seems like a nice little growing edge for you, Alex. Hey, you know, it's been an overall pleasure to have you on the program. You know, discuss kind of the impact, the innovation that comes along with it. I really think this is a, you know, really a masterclass for anyone who is interested in learning about not only how to become an impact company, but also to integrate it into their company to drive growth and thus change forward. In all of this, Alex, what is your definition of a real leader?
You know, I could say a real leader is someone that's inspiring. A real leader is someone that's going to be there when you need them. A real leader will give you feedback. It's probably some feedback that you don't want to hear, but they're always coming from a genuine spot to help you grow and to help you always be the best version of yourself. A real leader will know when to step in certain cases and when you can't handle it and when to coach and counsel. And then, I mean, a real leader, in my opinion, too, always brings back into the human component of it, right? I know there's circumstances and there's our everyday lives, there's our world that we're dealing with. So despite the business and kind of what's going on in their current role, how do we take a step back and just say, hey, are you okay? How can I help you? How can I be there for you?
Well said. For Alex Smith, I'm Kevin Edwards, asking you out there, inspire others and always keep it real. Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, Kevin.
Hey, Real Leaders, thanks again for listening to this amazing episode. And if you're someone like me who goes all the way to the end just to make sure I can extract as much information, education, and inspiration out of every single interview, might I suggest you check out our magazine. If you go online to realleaders.com today, you're going to get the first 30 days for free where you're going to be able to access all of our magazines, courses, and live events from some of the top thought leaders around the world. All you have to do is go online to realleaders.com and click the subscribe button in the top right corner to get your free 30-day trial right now. Again, that's real-leaders.com. Thanks again for being a real leader, and always keep it real.